Today, we're going to talk about shopping independently using non-visual techniques. Now, I want to emphasize when we talk about independently, that means that you're able to do the shopping when you want to, that you can find the items that you actually want, and you can get them from the source you prefer. For example, if you wish to do some shopping at Tiffany's, but your shopping assistant says, well, we're going to go to Dollar Store, you probably don't want to go there. And if you wish to shop at Dollar Store and your assistant says to you, we're going to go to Tiffany's, you probably don't want to do that either. So I've asked a person who is quite skilled in doing shopping in the manner I just described. She can do what she wants, when she wants, where she wants, and how she wants. So please welcome Liz Weiscarver.
Thank you, Glenn. Hi, everybody. I'm glad to be here. Glenn has invited me to chat about shopping because I probably do a little bit too much of it, but I'm hoping we can kind of talk about some different techniques you can use and ways of thinking about shopping as a blind person. We have a lot of seniors programs here in Texas, and so it's great to learn from other teachers and see what kinds of stuff you guys are interested in that we can bring back to our state. So just a little bit about me. I went to the Louisiana Center for the Blind in 2010, a little bit after I'd graduated college. And, you know, a lot of people go in directly out of high school, but it's kind of a good thing and a bad thing at the same time that I went after college because I had a little bit more life experience and took it a bit more seriously. So I am very glad that I went to the Louisiana Center and was able to learn, you know, how to use a cane. How do you go shopping? How do you use an address system to find the store that you're looking for if you're walking downtown? So there are training options out there. I encourage you guys to explore the different training options that you have available and things that would work for you. I taught cane travel for a few years. And I'm a certified cane travel instructor and worked with a few different school districts in Louisiana, Mississippi. And now I am the NFB Newsline coordinator for the state of Texas. And it's been a really fun job. We get to meet a whole bunch of people and we do lots of different training programs, including our Silver Bells senior trainings. That's just a little bit about me as we're getting started. So with shopping, I wanted to kind of start with grocery shopping. Since that's a type of shopping that we've all got to do, we may or may not enjoy doing it, but it's one of those that you have to do. So everybody's pretty familiar with grocery shopping. And then we'll kind of expand out into other types of shopping, maybe talking about shopping for clothes or electronics, or how do you find that new air fryer that you want to learn how to use from Irma's presentation. We'll also talk about in-person shopping and online shopping. A lot of us switched to online shopping with the pandemic, and a lot of those services are sticking around. It's good to know what kind of options you have available, things like delivery groceries or being able to shop with your Echo device and things like that. Those shopping methods look like they're sticking around, so it gives you more tools in your tool belt. One thing, this blew my mind. I didn't know it was a formal term until I went to the Louisiana Center. When you go shopping, you may want to use what's called a reader, or as Glenn put it, you know, a shopping assistant. And I remember hearing the term reader and I'm like, well, what's a reader? And they explained, well, it's just someone, they might drive you or they may meet you there and then they can read the packages for you or, you know, they can help you read mail or read books. I'm like, oh, that's basically what my family's been doing for free this whole time. Okay, so this is something formal. So you may have a family member or a friend that you can have as a reader, or you may choose to pay somebody. Sometimes you might have, you know, a neighbor with this retired and maybe they just want a little bit of money and you could offer them, hey, I'll pay you 10 bucks an hour to go to the grocery store with me once a week and we'll go do this together, or whatever kind of arrangement you work out. So that's one option, is going with your own shopping assistant. The other option is you can go into the store and ask for customer service to provide you with a shopping assistant. If you're going into a grocery store or Walmart, it's usually going to be up toward the front of the building and you can, you know, locate it and go to the counter and just ask. And usually within a reasonable amount of time, they'll have somebody come out that can help you. I would recommend using your cane, of course. Find the cart. Usually the carts for the grocery stores are going to be toward the door. And what I like to do when I'm shopping is I will pull the cart behind me with my other hand, my free hand, and I will use my cane in front of me in pencil grip. And that allows me to navigate through the store and have the cart behind me so I can feel of what's ahead of me with my cane to go through obstacles versus trying to be behind the cart and pushing it where the cart is the thing that's up ahead of you. So that's a tip, is you can pull the cart behind you with your free hand. When I get a shopping assistant, I often will ask them, hey, would you mind pulling the cart from the front and letting me hold on to the handle behind? And so that way they can pull the cart and direct it and I can stick with the cart. And I will still use my cane as I'm doing that. I may let go of the cart and go examine something or pick items up. So, you know, you still want to have your cane even when you're following your cart like that. But that can make it a little bit more smooth to navigate through the store. When I go to the grocery store, often I'll have a list. Not always. You can, of course, just go without a list. I notice I get a lot more junk food and don't stick to as close of the things that I need if I don't have a list. But if you like to shop that way, then by all means, you don't have to have a list. If you do want to have a list, you need to have it in a format that works for you. If you're a Braille user, of course, you could write it out in Braille, but you could also have it on your smartphone or, you know, simply text it to yourself, or you can read it in your text messages or open up a notes field and type it or dictate it. You could have it on your Victor Reader stream and have it recorded and listen to it. Whatever kind of way that organizing works for you, you might want to provide your shopper with a copy of the list just so they can follow along. So I've done that before. When I was working at the Louisiana Center for the Blind for a moment, I was doing the youth services. And for whatever reason, I was always the grocery haul person. And so we had like 12 teenagers and all the staff to feed. And so that is a ton of food. And so I would have these enormous grocery bills of like $500. And so I would make myself a Braille copy and I would give my reader a printed out print copy so we could both look at it together and go through the list. I tell you all this to let you know that you can be in control of what you're doing. You can be the one that's kind of calling the shots on what you need and knowing what it is. So if you think of the arrangement of the grocery store, the fresh items like your produce, your meat counter, the deli counter, dairy, typically it'll be around the perimeter of the store. And then in the middle, the aisles are going to be your canned goods, your oils, baking goods, cleaning products. You can actually do a good bit of grocery shopping even without a reader, non-visually. So we used to call this 7-Eleven shopping, where you kind of have an idea of where your particular items are and you know your store. And so sometimes if you need to, you can pop in and go grab whatever amount of items you want, even without a shopping assistant. You can feel of the items in the store. That was a big one that I had to learn at LCB, was it is okay to touch things. It really, truly is. I grew up low vision. And so a lot of my life as a kid, I was told, you know, look with your eyes, not with your hands. And so that was a big one for me to get over. Some of you who maybe have become blind later in life, you might not be used to touching things. You might feel that that's embarrassing, but truly it isn't. That's the way that we get information. And you are able to pick up items in the store and check them out tactily. You can get a lot of information that way. So for example, just in the produce section, some of the simple things you can find out by touch, you can tell the difference between a green bell pepper and colorful bell peppers. Often the green bell pepper will have little ball nubble things on the bottom of it where it kind of can stand up and it's sort of squat. And your colorful peppers often have more rounded bottoms. Green apples versus red apples, the same thing. Red apples often have little nubs at the bottom of them and can stand up. And the green apples, the bottom is often smooth. You can pick up a package of chicken breast, for example, that's in the cellophane little packagings, and you can gently touch the top of it. You can count, oh, this is got three chicken breasts in it and they're boneless. And okay, this has pork chops in it. These have the bone in the pork chop. It looks like there's about eight. This is a family pack. You can get a whole bunch of information that way. And I would encourage you, as you're shopping, it's fine for your, you know, shopper to grab the items for you. But I would encourage you to check them out as you're putting them into the cart, because they might grab something and say, whoa, that's like the biggest package of chicken I've ever seen. I only need like three chicken breasts. Let's go ahead and find a smaller one. And you can look at the items on the shelves yourself as well. Even when they are looking for things, you might find something else that you're looking for by browsing that way. Some tips for when you're looking at items Let's say that you're in an aisle and maybe you want to check out different jarred items yourself, just as an example. What I like to do is I will use the cane in pencil grip. I'll find where the shelf is located and I put my cane up against the shelf. The way that you kind of could think of it is you're making the cane vertical, right? So you're pushing the cane up to the shelf and then I slide my hand down the shaft of the cane until my hand comes in contact with that shelf. So now my hand is touching the shelf rather than kind of flapping the hand around or like, you know, just lifting it up and putting it down on things. I'll slide my hand on the actual shelf so that I come to the item a little bit more gracefully. You're less likely to knock it over if you do it that way. And it's just a little bit smoother. You have better control over where you're reaching. And then you can examine whatever items you come in contact with. You can tell a ton about even boxed items just by picking them up, checking them out, shaking it. Let's say that you're in the cereal aisle. The same size box of cornflakes versus Cheerios. You can actually pick the box up and kind of shake it and listen to it. The flakes will sound lighter and fluffier. They may feel even lighter weight. The Cheerios will sound a bit denser as you shake it. I have a friend, Stacy, who, oh my God, she's like a savant, you guys. Like, she can tell the difference between absolutely everything, and she's totally blind. Not all of us are quite that talented, but there is a whole bunch of information you can get just through examining. You might want to know a little bit about what the particular package looks like for your shopper. When you go in a grocery store, let's say you're looking for a very particular type of dressing for your salad. There are so many choices. There's about 84 different types of ranch dressing and low-fat ranch dressing and blue cheese and balsamic vinaigrette. They all look really similar and it can be overwhelming. So if you know, for example, oh, I want the, you know, the balsamic vinaigrette. It's in a red bottle and it's got a green logo. That can help your shopper be able to find it a little bit more easily. Another thing, if you have a smartphone and you're a little bit tech savvy, you might snap a picture of the item. And so then that way you're able to say, here's what this box looks like. This is the one I want. You know, depending on who your shopper is, that can really help them out and make it go a bit smoother. Another tip as you are grocery shopping, you can kind of organize the items in a way that makes sense for you to know what they are when you get home. So let's say that you are buying some canned tomato soup and some canned chicken noodle. You can identify them because they have the pull tabs on the top and they're about the same size of can, but it would be kind of hard to tell chicken noodle from tomato perhaps. So what you could do is when you pick them up in the cart, as your reader, you know, has them, say, hey, let me see that real quick. I'm going to pull the corner of the paper label that is on the can. And that's totally fine. If you're going to buy the item, you can just kind of pull the little bit of the paper that is on the corner of the can. And that way, like, okay, this one that has the corner pulled, that's the chicken noodle. The one that doesn't have it, that's going to be the tomato. And you can do all sorts of things like that. You could bag all of the gluten-free cookies together, and then you could bag all of the non-gluten-free cookies in a bag together when you're up to the checkout. You could ask them to do things like that. So there's some tips that you can do to just make it kind of easier on yourself when you're getting home and putting away your own items. That's a little bit about in-store shopping. If you pay attention as you're going around with your shopper or just start exploring, you can find where a lot of your items are going to be located to be able to get them yourself, as I mentioned. For example, things like milk, depending on your store, they often have like the whole milk will always be on the top shelf or the middle shelf. It just depends on what your store does. Or the skim milk may be on the bottom. You know, you can find things like candy bars just by picking them up and checking out the different textures of the packagings. There's definitely a lot you can do if you want to just pop in yourself. That works really well with convenience stores. Like I said, 7-Eleven shopping. So if you have a convenience store near your home, you know, you could learn how to walk there and just grab some of the snacks that you want whenever you want them, and it can be convenient for you. Let's talk a little bit about online grocery shopping. So again, there's been a whole bunch of online store options now from the pandemic, and they've stuck around, which I'm really glad about. So some people really enjoy going into the grocery store and shopping in person. I kind of don't. You know, I like to have the food that I want. I'm not super picky about it has to be the absolute perfect apple. So I really enjoy online grocery shopping, and it makes my life a little bit easier. So you have a few different options. There can be third-party services that will do the shopping for you. And sometimes you can do the shopping directly through the grocery store itself. So some of your third-party subscription plan types of shopping include things like Instacart and Shipt, and that's S-H-I-P-T. Those are both accessible apps. You can have them on your smartphone. You can also go on the website and use them on your computer. And depending on your location, they will have different stores available that you can shop from. And you pick the items on that app or the website if you're using your computer. And they send a shopper who will go to that store and pick up those items. The shopper will stay in communication with you. They might text you and say, hey, they're out of, you know, the Kraft mac and cheese Velveeta. Do you want the regular Kraft mac and cheese? You know, they may say things like that, and you can text them back and say, nope, just forget it. Don't get it. You know, you can tell them, oh, actually look for the one that's in the green box or whatever. So the shopper will communicate with you and they will bring the groceries to your door. There are fees with both Shipt and Instacart. There's an annual fee, and there's often just depending on your price range, there's some shipping fees sometimes, and they mark up the items. So of those two, I think Shipt is better personally. I noticed that Instacart started adding in a lot more fees, and I wasn't super thrilled about that. But both of those two are pretty comparable, and they let you pick a bunch of different stores. You can look at things like Walgreens and Dollar Store and PetSmart, sometimes liquor stores, just all sorts of different things. It doesn't have to only be a grocery store. So those are worth looking at. Another option is shopping directly through the store or grocery store itself. So Walmart recently introduced a plan that's a paid subscription plan, similar to what I was mentioning. And you can have a Walmart Plus, and then they will deliver the Walmart items directly to you. And you don't get a fee when you make the orders. You have to pay that subscription. Alternatively, a lot of stores, including Walmart and Target and Kroger and HEB and Publix, will let you do curbside pickup. Curbside pickup can be really useful if you have access to, you know, somebody with a car. You simply go onto those apps, and all of those apps that I've mentioned are accessible. I have not used the Kroger app, so I could be lying to you, but I think it's pretty accessible as well. You can go onto those apps and virtually browse through the store, type in the word chicken breast and look it up that way and select it, put it into the cart. Or you can kind of browse almost like you're in the store. You could, let's look at the meat counter. And then it would show you all of the things that are available at the meat counter, fresh items, things that are on discount, everything. You can add that to your cart and pick a pickup window. You pay for it on your phone, and then you just go park and they will bring it out to you, load it into the trunk, and you bring it home. That can be kind of helpful for those of you who maybe are living with a sighted spouse or family members. That's a way you can kind of help. Like, hey, you know, if you drive us over here, I'll go ahead and put the order together and we can kind of be a team together. I've been pretty impressed with the Walmart app in particular recently. I hadn't used it very much. It is all of the way accessible. You're able to, you know, make your curbside pickups. When you pull into the parking lot, it will recognize, okay, you're at your Walmart. And you can even tell it, you know, I've arrived. You pick which spot that you've parked in. You can tell it what color your car is, and they bring it right out to you. Another cool thing you can do with the Walmart app and the Target app, and there's probably some other store apps out there you can do this. Let's say that you're in Walmart and you're doing some shopping with whoever, your reader or your shopper, and you're looking for something really specific, like, I like these allergy-free cookies that's called Enjoy Life. That's the name of the brand, Enjoy Life. They're hard to find because anybody with allergy type stuff, they sort of tuck it away and they move it around. Sometimes it's in the health food. Sometimes it's in the gluten-free area. Sometimes it's hard to find. I can open up the Walmart app. It'll see which Walmart location I'm in, and I can actually type in Enjoy Life, and it will bring them up and it'll say Enjoy Life Snickerdoodle aisle A13. And so I can help whoever I'm shopping with by saying, hey, it's showing it on A13. Let's go look over there. You know, you can be part of the shopping experience and you can be in control of the things that you're doing. The technology is really helpful for that sort of thing. And, you know, check out some of the different delivery and pickup options that are around you. Like I said, that's gotten a lot more common. Lots of other stores like Michael's, which is craft stores, you know, Old Navy, clothing stores, all kinds of places have started doing curbside pickup. And one thing you could do, let's say that you're not very tech savvy or the thing that you're wanting to order online for curbside isn't accessible. You could work with, you know, a friend or family member if they were available, or you could use a paid service called Aira. That's A-I-R-A. And you could do that with them on your phone to be able to complete that order. I really like Aira. Again, that is a paid service. And it recently they've announced that they're going to make it more expensive, which is a shame. But if you have some flexibility, you might want to check it out. Aira is a service that you can use with your smartphone or tablet where the agent can see through the camera and they are trained and they can read things for you. But it's also kind of like a personal concierge service, because what I use them for even more than just reading stuff is like, hey, this website isn't very accessible. Could you help me complete this order? Or Michael Kors just came out with their new line of purses. I want to know what they look like. Could you go to the webpage and describe them to me and then help me buy something? They can also do things like get you directions, walking directions. You know, they can look it up and say, okay, you're going to want to go to this bus stop and take the bus 45 and then switch to the, you know, the 12 bus, and then you'll get to the shopping center. So Aira is a pretty cool thing if you have some funds available. So that's some options for online shopping for, you know, groceries and other things. When I am doing online shopping, I want to get as much information about the items as possible. I really enjoy web pages that have customer reviews. A really good example of this is Amazon. You can shop on Amazon without an Amazon Prime account. You don't have to be a paid member. If you are a paid member, then you can get a lot of perks like one-day shipping or 2 days free shipping. You know, you don't have to spend $35 to get your order with free shipping and things like that. You can also order with Amazon on your Echo speaker. So if you have an Amazon Echo device, you know, you can say, hey, lady, I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to wake mine up. But you could tell her, you know, reorder coffee, and she'll be able to purchase the coffee that you buy. It'll say, based on your order history, I see that you have purchased, you know, such and such coffee. Would you like to buy it? Yes, I would. And then it can be shipped to you. But when you're using the Amazon webpage, you can use it on your app or the webpage. Check out the descriptions that the manufacturer includes, and also look at those reviews that customers post. You'll get so much information. It's like if you're looking at clothing, they might tell you, hey, make sure to order a size up. This runs really small. Sometimes people will talk about the colors. This looked really red in the picture. It's not. It's more of a rust color. You can get a lot of information from things like that. Also, you know, remember, you can always grab that link and text it to somebody to check out. You could text it to your sister or, you know, a friend, and they could visually look at it and say, oh, okay, you know, this air fryer, it looks like it has physical buttons versus a touchscreen air fryer. So I get a lot of information like that from friends or by using Aira if I'm doing online shopping. So some other really common shopping, of course, is clothing shopping. I like to go in person for clothes shopping if I can. I am a little bit nervous with buying clothes online just because sometimes my figure is tricky, but they have a lot better return policies now with clothing, so it's not always as difficult as you would think. I'm going to Washington Seminar here pretty soon. Let's say I needed to go get some dress clothes for that. I will go to Macy's. With some of the bigger stores like Macy's and Dillard's and Nordstrom, you can actually schedule a consultation with a stylist. And that's not just for blind people. That's for everybody. Men's Warehouse and David's Bridal will do that too. Those are some good, you know, sources for formal wear. You schedule a consultation with a stylist. And so you get a shopper who's just there for, you know, the hour or 45 minutes or however long they have blocked for you. And they will, you know, help you find the clothes. I'm looking for business wear. I'm going to a seminar in DC. You know, I was thinking maybe a dress and a suit, and they will bring you those items. They'll show them to you. You can tell them the price ranges and sizes and all that great stuff, and they can describe the clothes. Don't be afraid to ask, you know, when you're using a shopper in clothing stores, don't be afraid to ask some questions. Would this black be able to go with charcoal slacks? Does this shade of pink wash me out? Does it look okay on me? Or should I, you know, look for something lighter? They can give you some really good information. If you go in and you're using just a store shopper, I will warn you, you know, you're kind of at their discretion on their fashion sense. One thing I've suggested, especially for younger folks, I suggest to them, go shopping with someone your age, because, you know, you don't necessarily want grandma picking out your clothes, right? And, you know, we could say the same for anybody of any age. You know, you might want to, if you're going with somebody, if you have the ability to go with somebody that you know and trust, kind of make sure they know a little bit about your sense of clothing style. If you're just going to the store and you're asking for a shopper, let's say that you get one that you really, really enjoy, she was great. You know, she kind of got what you were going for. She was courteous. You can ask her, hey, so like when are your usual hours? And she might tell you, well, I work weekends and, you know, Wednesdays. You can actually go to that store and ask for the person by name. And they may or may not be available, but you can ask and see if you can get the same person to help you because you liked the way that they picked clothes with you and their sense of style. In clothing stores, I will check out what's new. I always ask, hey, what are the cool kids wearing? What's new for this season? What kinds of colors are you using for this season? And you'll get some really interesting answers. And sometimes they will put colors together that you maybe didn't think would work. I know right now, like mixing patterns is a really big thing. I just remember being younger and they were like, never, ever, ever mix patterns. That looks clashy and tacky. But now people mix patterns. You can mix stripes and florals and big prints with little prints. I will also check out the mannequins because the way that they layer the clothes with the jewelry and accessories is often really different than maybe I was thinking it would be. If they have mannequins, I might gingerly go up and kind of examine them. I've said this before, and once or twice I've had somebody say, but yeah, doesn't that look like really weird? Like if you're touching a mannequin. So I will say I don't grope the mannequin. I'm not like spending a huge amount of time there, but I will just kind of gingerly check out like, oh, okay, they've got a cardigan. They've got two long necklaces and a choker. It looks like it's a silky kind of blouse. And then it's a jean. It's okay to do stuff like that, and if other people think you're weird, who cares? You're there to get your shopping done and get what you need. You can pick up the clothes on the rack. You can touch them on the racks. You get a lot of information. You can pick up a top and be able to tell, okay, this has, 3-quarter sleeves that are belled. It's got a V-neck. It feels like it's kind of gossamer. I wonder if this is see-through. Maybe I should ask somebody if I need a tank top under this. You can get a whole bunch of information just by touching and examining stuff. You can also bring in clothing to match back to other clothes. I've done that if I have really bright, colorful stuff, like let's say maybe I had some red jeans that are fun. I might take that into the store and say like, hey, I've got this. What might go cool with this? Or if I had a dress for Washington seminar and I needed a nice like blazer to go over it, I might take in that item to show them for them to help get a sense of, what the actual thing is I'm trying to match to. With clothing stores, if you shop at the same store, you get a better sense of what the sizes are. For ladies especially, it's always different, right? You're never quite sure. Sometimes a large is closer to a size 12, and sometimes a large is closer to an 18. You just can't ever tell. But if you shop at the same stores, you'll get a feel for what sizes work best on you. Another thing that you'll start to notice is their color palettes. Often they'll have weird sounding color names like Sunburst and Autumn Sky. And it's like, well, what in the world do those mean? But if you shop at the same store, you might learn that, oh, okay, Sunburst is like a yellowy color and Autumn Sky is rust. And so you can get an idea of how their colors work. And they often, for seasons, they'll match back to one another. That works for shopping online or in the store. And there's lots of different labeling systems for your clothing. Once you shop, you kind of want a way of being able to organize and know what goes with what. And there's lots of different ways to be able to do that once you get your clothing and do it independently. We were talking about things that had lots of reviews and lots of description. This might sound funny, but you guys will get it. I actually really like shopping with the Home Shopping Network and or QVC. You can watch them on TV, of course, if you want to be old school. You can also watch them on YouTube, and then they have a pretty accessible app and a website. But the reason I actually like watching them is because they give a ton of description on their items. Let's say you're looking for an air fryer. You could go to hsn.com and type in air fryer, and you're probably going to get like, anywhere from 30 to 70 results. And you can click on it, and they will have a video where the host is going through it and saying, oh, you're able to push these buttons to make it do, the air fryer mode. And then you can switch to convection oven, and then you can switch to basting. You can get some ideas with those. It's really helpful with the descriptions. And I've bought a ton of really cool stuff on HSN and QVC. I guess I'd say mostly appliances and like kitchen gadgets, not quite as much clothing, although I've done a little bit of that. They give really good descriptions and you can get a lot of information that way.
Shelley has your hand raised.
Sure, go for it.
Hi, Liz, it's Shelley Koppel. With grocery shopping, you were talking about being able to handle things in the store and be able to get a lot of information. I was going to give a little tip that I used to always think was so funny that I learned way back in the day when I was first in training. You can take a can of green beans and you can shake them side to side really tight These are the cut green beans. I think even the French cut ones in the can, and they squeak. You never have to label your green beans because they squeak in the can.
Liz mentioned examining mannequin, and I can't emphasize enough to you, and I know she would second this. When you are shopping, there is no limit to examining things with your hands. If it's clothing, like if I'm shopping for a pair of pants, I want to know exactly how they're made and how they might appear. I walked into an office one day, and the first thing this fellow said to me is, "Where did you get those pants with forward-facing pleats?" Now, I hadn't paid that much attention to my pleats on these pants that I was wearing that day, but they were forward-facing pleats, and I had to say to him, "Well, they're so doggone old, I don't remember where I got them." You know, you can examine them yourself. Don't worry about anybody thinking weird things about you if you're trying to get information. You want to use some decorum with all of this. You don't go charging in there like a bull or messing around with a mannequin like you're a weirdo. We want the information. A verbal description doesn't always get it done. We are going to take questions. So if anybody has a question for Liz.
Judy does have her hand raised.
Another resource, you know, many of us don't have smartphones. So a lot of the apps that you talked about are a little bit trickier. One source that can be a little bit expensive, but it is quite usable, is GoGo. A service that does a lot more than it used to when it first got started. It used to serve as a way for them to order you your Lyft or Uber rides. And they'll tell you how much it's going to cost, but they add fees to it for doing this. You have to know that, you know, going in. But they're very good. If it doesn't work out, they might even give you a refund. Now, you can also do groceries through them, and they use Instacart, I believe. And they also have restaurants. So you can use Uber Eats and DoorDash through them. But again, they can add some fees. And
they also do prescriptions.
That's very cool. I knew of them from when they very first came out of several years back with doing Uber and Lyft, but I didn't know they'd expanded. So that's really good to know. The last time I did this, somebody asked about furniture shopping, which was kind of fun. So we could go into different categories if anybody's interested.
I'd like to hear about furniture shopping.
I haven't done a ton of it, but you can, of course, order furniture online. My sister just ordered like a dining room set on Ashley Furniture. So you can certainly do that. You know, same thing. I would get someone to look at it if you were going to order it online. But for me personally, I've done a little bit of furniture shopping. I like to go into the store and actually touch the furniture, sit on it, lay down on the bed. That's not unique to blindness. That's something they encourage you to do if you go furniture shopping. And just kind of a quick story on that. My husband and I had moved to a bigger house some years back, and so we wanted to get a new dining room table and chairs set. And we went to Ashley Furniture, I believe it was, first, and walked in. We kind of had a price range in mind and an idea of what we were looking for, but we just wanted to chat with a salesperson to get some suggestions or thoughts. And we finally got someone to speak to us, and he was just like, "Oh, well, you know, you can just look around. They're over there in that section." And he just left. And we said, "Well, forget that." So we left and went to, you know, just like Furniture Row or something like that. And the salesman was on point. He listened to what we were looking for. We sat in a couple different table sets and found something. He got commission for that. We came back later and got a bedroom suit from that store. So my point is, if you're not getting good service at a store, and I've gotten not good service with using Shoppers, you know, for clothing. I've had them be just kind of awkward, or like the one that got me was, I asked really specific questions, not a bazillion, but particular questions. And I had something that was patterned. And I'm like, "Oh, okay, well, what colors are in this pattern?" And she explained it and blah, blah, blah. I went on and tried on the other things, and she was awkward the whole time. And then later I came back to it. I'm like, "Oh, okay, so I tried on these black slacks. Do you think that would look good with, you know, which one was this and would it look good?" And she's like, "Oh, that's the one you were really struggling with." And I'm like, "What?" Well, asking questions is not struggling. So I didn't really buy much that day. So, you know, you can put your money where your mouth is and leave. If they're ugly to you or just not very responsive, don't deal with them. Ask for somebody else or leave. With furniture, I'm not as good with interior design. So you could bring something, you know, if you have a particular color you're looking for, or you could get them to give you some suggestions and kind of give you some guidance. You'll probably want to know what measurements you have. Like, you know, if you're buying a couch, you'll want to know sort of the size that you can fit, You might take photos of your house to show them. You might take photos of the furniture and shoot that text message over to your sister and say, hey, do you like this? There's lots of ways you can get people's opinions on the furniture to see if it'll match with, you know, your taste and your settings. But for that, I like going in person and checking out the items.
Yeah, mystery. Me too, because, you know, it's such a big purchase. It's not something I would want to just entrust to somebody describing it online. I have to at least sit in it, feel the textures, make sure it's comfortable for me.
I totally agree. Another question I got recently was, can you order from the liquor stores online for delivery? And you can actually do that. There's an app called Drizzly. I believe it's Drizzly. That's specifically for liquor stores. And now you can do it on things like Instacart and Uber Eats. And basically, you know, they'll just card you at your door and you have to not be inebriated to accept. One thing I keep in mind as a blind person, you know, I don't want other people feeling like they have to do everything for me. So, you know, just doing some simple stuff like that, you know, if you're at the party and it's like, well, we're out of, you know, hard cider, you could do that kind of thing yourself and get it delivered if you have the tech skills or if that's your thing. You know, that's kind of the nature of independence, right? It's not necessarily that you specifically all by yourself are walking to the store and not getting any help buying something. It's that you're able to find a way to buy the items that you want and get the descriptions that you need the way that works for you. And that's the least inconvenient. Lots of different ways that you can buy stuff and get information.
In the old days, a lot of stores, they were just family stores, whether it was liquor store, furniture store, grocery store, did a lot of home delivery. That was set up for people who could see. So they would pick up their telephones and call their friendly grocery or furniture store and say, hey, I need this, I need that. Can you deliver that? If it was a grocery, it's usually the same day. Furniture, usually the next day or the day after. But nonetheless, those things were available long before the major big shopping mega stores came along. And now we're kind of getting back to all of that, except we're doing it in the modern style where you can either do it online. In some instances, you can actually still call in. That's old school, but you can call in. But online shopping, using these delivery services, we're circling back to that sort of convenience, not designed for us, but we can sure heck take advantage of it. So I encourage you to learn how to do it and make use of it. Thank you, Liz, for coming, and thank everybody else for coming, and we'll see you tomorrow.